I'm Michaela Clark-Gardner, and I'm here with Brandon Miller, RPI Professor of Media Arts, and also Arts and Education Coordinator at the Sanctuary for Independent Media. Today, we're going to be discussing Brandon's experience working with students using participatory action methods, and also her thoughts on student voice and agency within education systems and beyond. So thank you for taking the time to be with me today.
Thank you for interviewing me.
I thought we could start by you telling listeners just a little bit about yourself and how you got started to engage in participatory education methods.
Well, I am a media maker, and I have been doing experimental documentary practice for several decades. And when I got out of NYU graduate film school, I went to Hollywood, and I realized how privileged the expertise is of media making and how distanced that is from the passive viewers. And I was very, very interested in engaging the viewer into a more active relationship with the media making process and engaging the subject of the documentary in a more connected way that gives a voice that is authentic coming from the person. So it had a lot to do with education. Mm-hmm. And sharing skills and the knowledge of media production and post-production with those who actually intuitively are aware of it because they've been watching it their whole lives. But because there's almost no media literacy in our education, especially in the United States, are not consciously aware of it. So this was an opportunity to get people to kind of take control of the means of production and at the same time become more conscious mm-hmm. of how media works on their, you know, kind of psyches.
And so could you describe what that looks like in the work that you do? What is participatory? What does it look like to participate actively as a student in your classroom and in the community work that you do?
Well, it's really about shifting person in front of the lens from the object of the gaze to a engaged, critically aware, thinking subject who has agency over their own words, their own voice, and the way they want to frame themselves. So typically a director in documentary or narrative practice is the one who's creating the frame. So in participatory media, which is very parallel in a way or connected to the community media movement, the director has much more of a role as educating the people who they're working with to make those kind of choices that a director would actually make.
And how would you describe your role as a director, as a teacher? Yeah, like there's such ingrained binaries of student teacher. How do you navigate that? What are the challenges in navigating that?
Well, that's really great that you brought up that kind of binary division, because I think it's about breaking down that wall mm-hmm. of the binary. And a lot of it has to do with developing trust, respect, deep listening, engaging in a safe space to rethink the power of media. Mm-hmm. To break out of the kind of consumer culture, kind of corporate notion of the homogenized notion of media, and which is really ultimately about selling eyeballs, people, right? As you're selling products to eyeballs, to seek other frameworks that truly give voice to the subject's experiences from the grassroots and ground up.
This isn't the mainstream. Is it through your own experiences as a student or watching other teachers or someone who's inspired you that's led you down this road?
Well, I've been doing this for quite a long time. Mm-hmm. So I went to NYU graduate film school in the late 70s. And so this is like right, you know, the 70s was the beginning of the port-a-pack. So this was the first time that people could pick up the tools of production and make their own media. And so by the time I started working in this more participatory mode, which was really in the 80s, I framed it at that time as, I called it youth empowerment media workshops. And it's really more than just youth. It's about all people who are disenfranchised from having a voice that they have the right to shape and being able to use those tools. So there are other people. There is history of community media practice that goes back to the 60s in film with people like Dee Dee Halleck and then Paper Tiger TV. And even in the 50s with people like George Stoney, who started working on films then, really looking at a more deeper engagement and of the viewer. But in some ways, I was just on my own as an experimental media artist. It just seemed to me that it was the power balance, you know, was one of inequity, where I just had all the power, and then the people in front of, or all of the media makers had all the power, and the view in front of your lens was like a set or a backdrop. And so how could you like shift that knowledge and create a really animated space, like a culturally animated opportunity using tools of media production? So I just, you know, was just learning from a lot of people who were beyond media makers. One of the first projects I did was the LA juvenile court system, where I collaborated with the Mark Taper Forum, which is a theater company in LA, and I learned from them about the art of improvisation. And so learning from theater, learning from performance, learning from music, collaborating with music. So really looking at interdisciplinary practice and intersectional strategies to shape a different kind of media practice. Mm-hmm. I definitely, sometime in the 80s, read Pedagogy of the Oppressed by Paulo Freire, and he spoke to me like, it's like, everything I had kind of intuitively known, he helped crystallize.
That. Yeah.
And then, you know, I just kept learning from the people I worked with as I kept going. In the 90s, I worked with whistleblowers across the country on an environmental activist project called Witness to the Future. I kept learning about not only how to shift the power to the people who I was working with, but also how to use media as an organizing tool and as a kind of a planting a seed for action. Mm-hmm. That when this media is done, you are moved to action. I worked with a bunch of youth in one of my early projects was children of crack dealers in Hell's Kitchen. We made a video, and then they went and showed it. They screened it all over New York State to thousands of people. And I just kept learning about the power of a different kind of media other than what we've been kind of trained with.
When you're giving this power to students, to community members, like what have you learned from distributing that power and learning from them?
I've learned to keep my mind open every day, to be self-aware, to be critical, to think about my position of power and how to recognize that and shift it so that the power is with people who normally have been disenfranchised from having a voice. I learn something new every day when I'm working with youth and when I'm working with community, and that's what keeps it live for me.
Yeah.
And it's not the me, it's the we. That's a saying that we have at the sanctuary that we learned from a local neighbor, Uncle Mac. It's not the me, it's the we.
Beautiful. Well, thank you again for taking the time.
Thank you.